Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Panther, what are some of the newer Captain Marvel? Like, people knew who those characters were. I don't think people really knew that they're like casual comic book fans, which I'm a comic book fan. I didn't know a ton about Shang-Chi.
And then when you get like Guardians, you have Chris Pratt in the movie. Like, it's like you
big
have
star
the
power, right? We got a new star. I can't think of the guy's name who's starring in this movie, but I know that Awkwafina's in it too. She's one of the co-stars. But
I'm out on Awkwafina.
You don't have massive names in this one, but hopefully it does do good at the box office this weekend, because it looks really good. I'm excited about it. Abomination's back in it. He was in The Incredible Hulk, so that's kind of cool. Shang-Chi. The couple other little notes from this weekend. You were talking about what Patty Jenkins had to say. She's, of course, directed Wonder Woman.
Dude,
she's doing a new Star Wars movie about one of the rogue fleets coming up, I think, in the next 2 years. But what did she say about Netflix?
I love Patty.
I'm out on that too, man.
I love Patty Jenkins, yeah. But like, this was super dumb, especially when you just made a movie called Wonder Woman 84. You don't really have the basis to say this. She said, all of the films that streaming services are putting out, I'm sorry, they look like fake movies to me. I don't hear about them. I don't read about them. It's not working as a model for establishing legendary greatness. So I went and found a list. I just went to go look at the Oscar-contending movies from the recent years, or just really good movies that have been from streaming services, and I have a list of about 20. I'm just going to name a few off.
Yeah,
Roma.
Let's do some of the big ones.
Just
yeah.
Roma.
Yep.
Ma Rainey's.
Love it.
Da Five Bloods.
Love it.
Hamilton. Irishman. Let's see. Coda, that just came out on Apple TV+. It's about this teenage girl who's growing up in a family where everyone is deaf except for her. It's an amazing, beautiful story. If you have Apple TV+, please watch this movie. It's an amazing one. You have Sound of Metal, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, The Christmas Chronicles, which is great, Mank, Fear Street, Trial of Chicago 7, Big Time Adolescence, Mining the Gap, Palm Springs. For her to say that right after the movie that she just did was Wonder Woman 84, which looks terrible. Let's be honest, that movie was awful.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the CGI was bad. The story made no sense. These directors,
that movie was horrible.
They've got to stop taking shots at these streaming services because it makes no sense. This quote's ridiculous. When you have Oscar contending movies every single year coming from streaming services, if people want to support the movie industry, they can do it any way they want to. I'm getting so tired of these directors trying to tell people how to spend their money and where to spend it.
I'm with you.
It drives me crazy.
Nobody loves the movie theater experience more than me and you.
Same.
Like, I go to the movies all the time. I know you do too. But like, don't tell me how to watch stuff. Like people consume media and entertainment in a million different ways these days. It's just.
But also taking shots at like your fellow filmmakers makes no sense to me. Like, Martin Scorsese made a Netflix movie. Does that mean, like, what are you talking about? Like,
right.
What are you talking about?
Right.
It's so dumb to me. Like,
the biggest,
it drives me crazy.
Yeah, the biggest film buff director out there.
Yeah,
Martin
David
Scorsese.
Fincher made a movie last year on Netflix. Get out of here.
Yeah,
get out of here.
It's Patty. So true.
I love you, but like, come on.
I'm with you 100% on that one. And then the other thing we wanted to mention, if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, we both watched that new Hulu show,
Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, and it's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, and it was pretty good. Selena Gomez got a little bit of acting chops.
She's always been a good actor, man. When you go back and you read some of the stuff that Disney did to her, man, it's rough. Like, they basically forced her to be a musician when she didn't want to be, and all that stuff. And I think she's really good at it.
She was good. She was good. You know what she was good in? I don't know if did you ever see the movie Spring Breakers?
Yeah, I did.
It's so good. I love that movie.
That was like Disney stars gone wild.
Yeah, James Franco. It's got all the Disney. Disney stars gone wild. That's a way to put it. Gucci Mane's in it. Like that. It is so good. I think it's the same director that did like Kids and Bully, and those are like those are wild movies in their own right. Spring Breakers, if you've never seen that, definitely definitely check it out. Anything else? You got any more entertainment notes, news for
it's
us?
It's just Only Murders in the Building. Like, it's just, it's a really fun comedy. It's lighthearted. It's not too serious. It's for the family. Martin Short is amazing in it. So is Steve Martin. It's really fun just to see them on camera together at any time. If you really like that show and you want some more Martin Short and Steve Martin, just go check out their Netflix special, which is phenomenal as well. It's just, it's really cool to see comedic legends on TV again. And it's actually Steve Martin's first TV show.
I'm a big
other than SNL. Of
I'm
course.
A big Steve Martin guy.
I'm a huge Steve Martin.
I like
guy.
Steve Martin.
Love him.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I will
guilty
say,
pleasure.
How does this...
I even watched I remember liking Father of the Bride when I was a kid. Guilty pleasure.
How does this make you feel? So when we turned it on to watch it, Catherine goes, "Oh, the dad from Cheaper by the Dozen," and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, it's
that's how she knows Steve Martin.
It's true. Although I will say, Cheaper by the Dozen underrated.
Really good movie.
Yeah. No, but that's come on, that's out of line,
girl.
Yeah,
come on.
Okay, there's your entertainment nuggets for the weekend. I'm sure people are going to be looking for stuff to watch as opposed.
Great reviews.
Good reviews for Dune.
Amazing reviews so far.
Okay. That's the movie that I'm the most hyped about this year. So good to hear that. All right, when we come back, Jeff Calkins going to join us. We're going to talk about college football week one. We'll probably get into the Big 12 thing just a little bit with Jeff, and who knows where it's going to go. I never know where that segment's going to go. That's what I love about it. We'll talk to Jeff next. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning in studio. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with enhanced 30-1 odds for the first big college football game of the season. That's right. Pick either Georgia or Clemson to win, and you could turn a $5 bet into a $150 payday. This is Gary Parrish, and FanDuel is where I play because there are so many different ways to bet. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. They have fast payoffs, and all of this is why FanDuel is America's top-rated sportsbook. It's time for you to get involved. So go make the most out of college football this week with enhanced 30-1 odds on Georgia versus Clemson. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Gary so they know I sent you. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you've got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com. That's smilecentermemphis.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. GP will be back on Tuesday from a much-needed long vacation. And I'm now joined by Memphis's columnist, my columnist, your columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, host of The Jeff Calkins Show, which you can listen to every single weekday, 9 a.m. right here on this station. Jeff, what's going on?
What do you mean much needed? Gary took a vacation. He was just at the beach this summer.
It is true. He's taken way more vacations than me this year.
He was just there for like a week in Florida, and now he's in Greece.
He's really living his best life this year.
He is living his best life.
All the rest of us are struggling. He is living his best life.
We're plowing through. Plus, then he took his kid to Emory. I mean, I took my kid to Duke, but I didn't go to Greece, for God's sake.
I know. You still came on the show.
Don't give me any of that garbage, but he'll be back Tuesday.
He'll be back Tuesday. It looks like he's having a good time in Greece, so good for him. Okay, Jeff. It's college football week one. We're going to talk about it. I got to be honest. It's hard for me to get as fired up with all this Big 12 news. We've talked about it a lot today and yesterday. BYU, Houston, Cincinnati, UCF, all likely headed to the Big 12 with Memphis getting left behind once again. Although Memphis was considered, as noted in the report. So, great. I'm glad we were considered. As a Memphis fan, I've been depressed about it, but I'm trying to be positive. It's the first big weekend of college football. It's freaking Labor Day weekend. Talk me off the ledge.
Oh, I mean, I think if you're going to say, how are you supposed to think about this as a Memphis fan and not be terribly depressed? I think you think of a couple things. First of all, from a basketball perspective, just go destroy people.
And it doesn't matter as much for them either way, right?
It didn't matter to Calipari. He was in Conference USA, stunk. He just rolled through Conference USA, and then he crushed people in the tournament. I want Penny Hardaway and the Tigers to just go out and destroy people.
Destroy
Houston. Destroy
Imani Bates did not come here to play Cincinnati and Houston. Right. Yeah.
So just go out and destroy people. Take your vengeance. It'll be the at this point that basketball program exists in its own world because Gonzaga, are they from a mighty conference? No, they seem to be doing just fine.
Sure.
So from a basketball perspective, Calipari used to say, come to watch the Tigers. Yes, it would be better if they had a better conference, and it would be better if they were playing Houston and Cincinnati and all of that, but screw it. You can go ahead and destroy people anyway. From a football perspective, it's obviously not ideal, but here's the truth. Memphis football, it's great fun. I think if they were in a power conference, I think it would be a revelation how good they could be. Because, and this is a point that Jason made on my show today, you've seen in the name, image, and likeness stuff that Memphis is taking advantage of that like nobody else. It is another example of how much Memphis Tiger sports mean to the city of Memphis. And if you had big-time football games at the Liberty Bowl, a town that doesn't have a pro team, that wraps his arm around Memphis much more than Houston cares about the Houston Cougars or than Orlando cares about UCF. I think the support would be astonishing. It is one of the biggest cities that really would have a city college football team and care about it. I think there is incredible untapped potential there, and I lament that it is as yet going to be untapped. Having said that, from the moment Memphis football was first created, it's been an underdog. It's existed, you know, on the outskirts, and it's been fun, and it's been a diversion. But you've never in reality thought to yourself, you know what, if we play our cards right, we can get to a national championship. It's always just been, unlike Memphis basketball, Memphis football has always been sort of for fun. It's been at a slightly lesser level. It's not. Memphis basketball can play with the Alabamas of the world in the sense of, you know, whatever, the Dukes and in the country. Memphis football, it is, in fact, a half of a notch below. It just is and always has been, and that hasn't ruined it. And, in fact, the truth of the matter is if they're playing UAB on a given Saturday or Boise State on a given Saturday, depending on what may happen next, is that really that different as you're chomping on your chicken wing and drinking a beer than having them play Houston on a given Saturday?
No.
Not at all. It's really no different. It's a conference that is, and the truth of the matter is that the teams that are leaving, to the extent that they're leaving, they're not going to the old Big 12. They're going to a slightly souped up AAC. And so, no, it's not perfect, but it's not that qualitatively different than what Memphis, than the situation Memphis football has always found itself in. And I would also say that there is at least some chance that Kansas is going to go to the Big Ten, or that, you know, when Oklahoma and Texas leave, they're going to, you know, there's going to be room for the Big 12 to expand again. Or the one thing we know about this is it's never over. It's always continuing. So all you can do is put your head down, win games, be better as an academic institution, do the best you can, and enjoy yourself tomorrow.
I will say that it, when all this was coming out, I was talking to Connor about this. Like, it does feel a little bit like that Memphis, one of the reasons Memphis got screwed over in this whole thing is with all that behind the scenes stuff that happened with Mike Oresko at ES. Like, it's kind of like Bob Bowlsby was like, okay, you want to try to come and poach my conference? Well, watch out. We're about to take all of your big time teams right now.
I mean, that's what they were always going to do. Is it possible that in fact, that Bowlsby letter, that threatening Bowlsby letter, actually had an impact? It's possible that it did. I mean, I have a column up and it's getting a lot of negative reaction.
I was going to talk about it. Yeah, go ahead.
So, because I think people should know what I'm saying. I raised the question, and I raised it because it had been raised to me, honestly, whether race has anything to do with why Memphis is perpetually overlooked, mm-hmm. right? Now, I'm not saying that if you break down this particular decision, that any, you know, that the Big 12 was thinking about race or diversity or anything else when it passed over Memphis, or indeed that you necessarily, if you make an argument that any of those four schools, you can make a very good argument that those four schools all have better reasons to be accepted and to get an invitation to the Big 12. I can make the opposite argument too, but I'm not trying to disparage any of those institutions, right? I'm not at all. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I do think that over the years, Memphis has had to overcome this stigma that comes with being a quote-unquote urban institution. And whatever you call it, if you go back to the Tiger High comments used to make, people used to make, the truth is that Memphis is an institution that has an extraordinary number of first-generation kids, extraordinary number of kids who get there partly by the help of Pell Grants, that exists in a city to help elevate, you know, folks who don't have a lot of opportunity into where they have a better opportunity. And if you look at who makes it into the Power Five, it's not schools like that. It's just not schools like that. It's Louisville. Louisville sort of, you know, had that role mm-hmm. in Louisville, somewhat rebranded itself, but Louisville has. But I do think, and the point really that I would actually make is that it all depends on what your criteria are, right? I think that a place like Memphis, when we care about social mobility, when we care about diversity, should get credit for being the kind of school that it is, right? That you would think it would be prized at a time when we acknowledge that, everyone's wearing Black Lives Matter stickers. And, of course, this isn't exactly what it was supposed to apply to. But you know what percentage of BYU students are black? 1% of BYU students are black. I mean, literally, the Big 12 is one of the whitest conferences in the universe, and it's now extending an invitation to one of the whitest schools in the universe. And it's not because they're white. It's because they're good at football. Don't mistake me. But shouldn't diversity be something that's actually an asset rather than something that has to be part of Memphis, they're kind of, you know, kind of an urban school, something that's has to be overcome? That's the only point I was making, and I certainly don't think it, you know, I don't think anyone, you know, sat down in that room and said there's too many black people at Memphis. Of course not. That's not what I'm implying.
No, I'm with you, and I'm totally following you, because it's almost like this preconceived notion about what Memphis is, without looking at what that school has done and become over the past, like I was telling Connor, I graduated about 10 years ago from Memphis. That school is night and day different from even when I went there. Just everything on campus, the people, how many people they're graduating now. Like, it's just, it's night and day, the difference. Like, I just, that's what bothers me about this whole thing, is just these preconceived notions about Memphis and even the athletic department, like having a reputation, like as a, and Wilkins said, a rogue program, that a lot of people think of them like that around the country, which, fine, whatever. I'll accept that, but give me a break. Everybody's, you know.
Hey, yeah, who the hell? Does Kansas have a reputation as a rogue
program?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Who's the rogue program? Is Kansas rogue? Is LSU rogue? Is, you know, who the hell is rogue? But Memphis, I think that fits the whole rogue, Tiger High, like all these code words.
Exactly.
They all kind of fit exactly what I'm saying. And I think it's part of a reputation that is at least partly grounded in demographics that they've had to overcome. And I think that's too bad.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. This story, obviously, we're going to talk a lot more about it over the next few weeks, I'm sure. But college football is week one. You know, Memphis does, in fact, play a football game tomorrow. Kind of feels like it's been overshadowed by this whole thing this week. They're taking on Nicholls State at the Liberty Bowl at 6 o'clock. I said in the last segment some of the things I'm looking for in the game tomorrow. Just, it's, you know, it's Nicholls State, so whatever. But what do you want to see tomorrow, like, out of the Tigers football team? Like, what questions do you hope are answered tomorrow from that team?
Oh, I mean, the most interesting thing is the quarterback, of course. And I do think, like, last night was instructive. Whatever game you were watching, you saw particularly new quarterbacks, whether it was at Tennessee,
yep,
Ohio State. You saw new quarterbacks struggle a little bit. And, I mean, at UCF, you saw returning quarterbacks struggle a little bit. But so I don't think, you know, it's easy, whether you're a transfer or in the case of Tennessee, or whether you are a freshman or, I mean, a new you know, someone who's homegrown, came out of high school, like in Ohio State, has been groomed for the job. I don't think it's necessarily easy to just step in and be fabulous in game one. And so if one of the Memphis quarterbacks can be, I think that'll be great. I would like to see him throw the hell out of the ball and do it accurately and look like the Memphis offense.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Memphis to become, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. So I want them to, last year all bets were off, who knows, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
But I want them to show that they are still, and again, it's Nicholls State, so it's who knows how much we're going to learn from it. I want a quarterback to be effective. And, you know, I presume Grant Gunnell will get the first go. I'd like him to be effective. And then I'd like to see him throw it all over the place. And look like the Memphis offense that we're used to. I think some explosive running plays would be nice, you know, not just a commitment to running, but some 50-yard chunk plays would be nice.
Yeah.
Some evidence that Memphis offense that has been really the signature part of that program over the last 7 years of success is still going to be what we want it to be.
Yeah, I completely agree with all that. Okay, so I heard you say on your show earlier that you are a one TV man. Now, look, I'm a one TV man too, but like I also pull up games on my laptop and my tablet and my phone, whatever. So as a one TV man, what's going to be on your one TV tomorrow?
Oh, what's you know, I haven't mapped it out. You know, I don't know when every game, unlike Jeffrey,
right.
I have not mapped out my entire strategy. I mean, I'm going to be at the Memphis game.
Yeah.
So I'll be covering that game, and then I'm going to, you know, I'll go to the tailgates beforehand to see the scene there. And so most of my day will be spent thinking about and worrying about the Memphis game. What's the best afternoon game?
I mean,
which of these great games that are happening am I going to miss? Georgia, I mean, the Georgia game, I presume, is a night game?
What, yeah, I mean, you're going to miss some good stuff. LSU, UCLA is at 7:30. You've got Georgia Clemson at 6:30. So, I mean, those are the two big ones. Yeah.
I'm going to miss those, you know, and so.
You'll be able to watch Alabama, Miami. I mean, that's at 2:30.
Well, I'll watch the first quarter until it'll be over.
That's true.
I mean, I do expect it to be over. Again, though, new quarterback, you never know, but I do expect that to be over. I flip a lot. I am a one TV person, and it's not like out of principle that I'm a one TV person. I just can barely work my one TV. There's the idea that I can have two TVs functioning is preposterous. So. It's only my technological limitations that make me a one TV person. It's not anything, you know, any devotion to principle. Last night I wanted to watch. I was glad that the UCF game was delayed because that gave me a little more time to watch the UCF game. But I watched a good chunk of the Tennessee game. I watched a good chunk of the Ohio State game. Those are the two. And then you got to watch the UCF comeback, which was entertaining.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Tennessee in that game because I wanted to bring this up. I don't know how to say it, but you know, I've spent most of this segment talking about Memphis football and everything going on with the Big 12 and stuff like that. Do we give enough attention to the SEC like as a whole at this station?
Oh, I think if we don't, it's a mistake.
Right. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
No, I talk a lot. I honestly on our show.
We had the fight song roundup
about the SEC because, you know, Jeffrey's going to do a whole gambling show tomorrow. But he pays attention to Memphis football because he's a Memphian.
Right.
But Jeffrey really is steeped in the SEC. And so, yeah, we do the fight song roundup. And before we've had Barrett Selly on and, you know, we do Jeff's bets and whatever else. Absolutely.
I think you guys probably cover it more than most of us.
There's been. Yeah, I mean, historically, since I arrived in Memphis, you know, in a typical season back in the old days, I would go to three or four Memphis games, and I'd go to a couple Ole Miss games, and I'd go to, you know, two or three Tennessee games, and I'd go to maybe an Arkansas game and Southern Heritage Classic, and, you know, like that. It is a melting pot town. It is, for sure. I think Memphis football has grown in significance, but there's a bazillion Tennessee fans out there. The guy who cleans my pools, a Tennessee fan. We talked about Tennessee. The guy who, you know, I mean, there's, I know lots of Ole Miss fans. Obviously, there are a lot of Mississippi State fans.
Yeah.
There's a ton of Alabama fans.
Well, because go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, so I think if anyone doesn't at least talk about the SEC here on 92.9, I think it's a mistake.
Because I used to get mad as a Memphis fan about I could never stand the whole I love Memphis basketball, but this is the football team that I'm a fan of. That is whichever SEC team. That used to bother me so much. But as I've gotten into this whole sports world over the past however many years, It doesnn't bother me as much. People have their allegiances.
People used to call the commercial peel when I was there, and they'd complain that we covered Tennessee games. I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't think that in Detroit they don't cover Michigan games?
Right.
That in Dallas they don't cover Texas games? That in Miami and Orlando they don't cover Florida games? No, the State University isn't located in those cities, but they absolutely still cover the State University, usually, honestly, as the main team. Right now, if Texas played and if the University of Houston played, and you're looking at the Houston Chronicle, and it was a big game for Houston and a big game for Texas, the game that would get the headlines very clearly in the Houston newspaper is the Texas game. And it's not close. In Memphis, it was always the Memphis game would still get the headlines. It was, in fact, we used to have people complaining about, you know, that we covered Tennessee at all, and those people didn't recognize that in most cities, the Memphis game would be way second fiddle, and the Tennessee game would be, you know, in the equivalent in other places in the country. But I think there is a great respect for Memphis here, and so that's why I think it's different. But it's crazy to think we shouldn't cover or talk about schools with, you know, massive fan bases in this area.
Sure.
Who play in the highest level of college football that there is.
No, it's so true. I couldn't agree more. All right, Jeff, you enjoy the games this weekend, and we will talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks, see ya.
All right. That was Jeff Calkins of The Jeff Calkins Show and The Daily Memphian. Appreciate him joining us every single day. Connor, when we come back, we're going to – and I didn't even mention this, by the way. You know, I kind of screwed this up the past couple times that I was hosting this show, and I didn't think that my first go at this was very good, but I did a Dateline preview.
Hell yes.
And, buddy, I feel good about it.
I am so excited.
I feel really good about it. I wish I would have teased it at the beginning of the show. I got a Dateline preview, and it's a doozy. Tonight's Dateline, woo, buddy, you're not ready
for it. The last one was insane. The woman, like, killed somebody to take the baby and all that stuff. That one was nuts.
Oh, yeah, that one was insane. That one was insane. But I didn't think I did a good delivery. I feel like my delivery is going to be way better on this one tonight. The thing is, that story was probably better. But this one's interesting, too. So I'll do that during dinner to go. But when we come back, obviously, college football week one, we're going to talk about some of the games that we're looking forward to, maybe discuss some of the lines. We'll do that coming up in the next segment. You're listening to The Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning in studio today. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hisaw. I just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked well for Jerry, who had a home out in Cairo he wanted to sell. Once Josh went to work, home was sold in just 2 days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hisaw. Your story can be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy, but only Josh Hisaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. It's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the agent I'd call if I wanted to sell mine. It's Josh Hisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. Josh sells the MidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hisaw. Go to JoshHisaw.com.
College football is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook's making week one even more exciting. Right now, all customers get a risk-free bet on any week one game. That's right, place any week one bet and get a refund in site credit if you don't win. Love FanDuel. I'm a novice bettor. I've learned about things like parlays, that kind of thing. Makes me comfortable. You know what I mean? When I'm comfortable, and FanDuel does that. But if you're an expert bettor, you like to push it to the limit, they've got all the odds boost, everything else that you need. It's easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts. Just open the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. Sign up with promo code JSmith to also get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code JSMITH. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issues, non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10 unless otherwise indicated. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
You always have fun at the Fitz. Now the Fitz wants you to have fun on the road, too. So they're giving away Jeeps in the $240,000 Jeeps and promo cash giveaway Fridays and Saturdays in September. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes in the evenings. $2,500 more at midnight. $10,000 more every other Saturday night. And now, a new Jeep Wrangler and Jeep Gladiator. Jeeps, how cool is that? Thanks, Fitz. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Want to make business connections or need a job? Head to the Mid-South Business Expo and Job Fair at Lander Center Monday, September 13th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. National, regional, and local exhibitors, recruiters, employers. First 300 attendees will be entered to win $10,000.
Discover what winning feels like at BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. This is Jeffrey Wright, and you can register using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on any college football game and either team scores a touchdown. No matter what your gridiron game is, BetMGM is always ready for action. You can enjoy the innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet on any college football game and either team in that matchup scores a touchdown. It's only at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. You must be 21 years or older and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
I can pop a beer in here, right?
Your cousin from Boston.
This here is Sam Adams Boston Lager. It's my go-to beer. Not too heavy, not too... Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, that's... Whoopsie-daisy. Oh, no. Is there somebody... Somebody that can help? Come on in the room. It just... It poured right in the keyboard. Relax. I spill beer on my computer all the time. Sam Adams Boston Lager. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Drink responsibly.
College football is back, and it's time to hammer the over and score some cash. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all customers a chance to lower the over-under on this weekend's most anticipated college football game, Georgia versus Clemson. For every 2,500 customers who bet the over on Georgia versus Clemson, the line will drop by half a point. As the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. You can double your money by hammering the over. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code WMFS when you sign up to hammer the over. This is your chance to improve the odds of the over hitting. Hammer the over and improve your odds of doubling your money. That's code WMFS for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. Max $25 wager, one per customer. Offer ends 9/4/21. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. Little update, Virginia Tech currently leads number 10 North Carolina 7-0. So maybe former Memphis coach Justin Fuente can get off to a nice start this season and get a top 10 win. Mack Brown is the head coach at North Carolina, and I remember – distinctly when he was not coaching when he was like retired technically, he called a Virginia Tech game and kept calling him Justin Fuente, and it bothered me so bad. Like, I just wanted to like call their producer or something and just Fuente. Be like, dude, it's Fuente, stop saying it with that weird he's like Fuente.
It bothered me so much. He probably thought he was nailing it.
So I think Fuente probably heard that, and he's looking for a little bit of revenge. But Virginia Tech leads 7-0 right now in North Carolina. We're going to talk about some of the big games coming up this week, and you have a list that you guys used for Beat the Degenerate on your show today. So full disclosure, I'm just going to steal that from you and use it on this show. Sorry, guys. But one thing that I just learned, last night was East Carolina, Appalachian State. East Carolina got beat like every other AAC team did, except for the one that's leaving, UCF. It was the Duke's Mayo Classic. That was what it was billed as, the Duke's Mayo Classic. Did you see any of this?
No.
Oh, well, there was like, they had like a mayo eating contest like on the Jumbotron, and people were eating mayo out of the Duke's Mayo mayonnaise bowls.
That feels like a crime against humanity.
In tomorrow's game, Georgia-Clemson, is also the Duke's Mayo Classic. And so I was like, what's a, oh, I don't understand. And so I looked it up. Duke's Mayo, it's a South Carolina product. So that's why it was East Carolina and Clemson that are part of the Duke's Mayo Classic this weekend. But yeah, I hate mayo.
I like mayo when it's with some stuff. People that eat mayo straight, I don't, there's something wrong with you. I'm just kidding. Like people, I know people that'll be like, yeah, I just like ate mayonnaise. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I like a little like, just a small, like, almost see-through, like, sheen on a piece of bread if I'm having a sandwich. But barely, I don't want a lot.
Dude, the worst is when you make, like, a sandwich and you put too much mayo on it and you take that first bite.
And it oozes out?
No, it sticks to the top of your mouth and you
disgusting.
Can't get it off. And
that's,
it's like peanut butter with a dog. It drives me
sick.
Insane.
I feel sick just hearing you say that. I've never had Duke's mayo, by the way, so I don't. A lot of people swear that it's, like, the best kind by far. So, anyways, if you want more Duke's mayo content, watch Georgia Clemson tomorrow. Okay, let's talk about these games this weekend. The 10 biggest games that you have on the docket. You want to just start from the top?
Yeah, so I mean, the first one that we talked about today, we were trying to figure out, you know, Virginia Tech was actually an underdog today, and it was 5.5, but I took Virginia Tech at +5.5 because, you know, under Justin Fuente, they're actually 2-0 with home openers, and getting that Sandman back and getting like that crowd.
No,
dude,
it looks good. It's on this TV right here next. Yeah, their crowd is pretty awesome looking right now.
Yeah,
yeah,
that crowd looks amazing. So
okay, so we'll skip that one.
Yeah, so we'll skip that one. But Penn State, Wisconsin's the next one. I think a big one coming up. You know, it's all about, like, do you think that Penn State can have a bounce back year after what they did last year?
So when I had Dan Wolkin on in the first hour, he actually he did like 5 biggest dark horses to have a potential to reach to find a path to the playoff this year, and he listed Penn State as one of them that he thinks is being pretty underrated this year, which I thought was interesting. You know, Ohio State looked pretty good in the second half last night. But we'll see. James Franklin's been there for a minute. We'll see what happens with Penn State this year.
They're playing a team in Wisconsin, though, that's kind of similar to what happened to them last year. Like, they're two powerhouse teams that COVID absolutely just made their season nothing. But, you know, I took Wisconsin 5.5. So I think that's the pick I'm going with.
Okay.
I think that Wisconsin's going to win this game. They're the higher ranked team. I think that they're going to bounce back in this. It's the morning. I'm so glad that we're getting a good 11 a.m. game. Like, that's to wake up, and
me
that's going to be the first one. Because you have Oklahoma and Tulane, but, like, let's be honest, that's going to be an absolute blowout.
Yep. Okay. So Wisconsin 5.5-point favorite at home. You like them? I'll go Penn State. What's next?
We got Alabama, Miami's the huge one going on at 2:30 tomorrow.
See, I hate this one because the line is Alabama -19.5, and the thing is I look at that and I'm like, oh, it's two ranked teams, like 19.5. That's a big number, dude. Alabama will probably just absolutely destroy them and cover in the first half. Like, I mean, come on.
It's only -10 in the first half for Alabama. You better slam that if you haven't done it already.
Interesting.
Yeah. That first half bet for Alabama is going to be really good. But like you said, you know, Miami, I root for Miami sometimes because, you know, it's always a fun thing.
Yeah, Derrick King there. Yeah.
King. But when Derrick King's coming off of a torn ACL and he's playing arguably the best defense in the country and they have Bryce Young at quarterback and they're still reloaded, I think it's going to be a slacking of Miami. And it's going to be unfortunate because I think that Miami's going to get kind of poo-pooed on after the game. But it's one of those teams where Alabama, you're just like, how are you supposed to even try to compete with that team? Like, in the trenches, the Miami lines, both sides of the ball, are just not going to be able to deal with the size of Alabama.
Okay. What's the next one?
The next one, let's see. Indiana-Iowa's kind of fun. That's a fun one.
Yeah, it's another. Man, there's a good slate of games.
It's a really good week one.
You got a lot of
it's
ranked
a great
teams
week one.
Playing each
yes.
other. Yeah, it's
and
one it's, of the better week ones I can remember. Usually,
it's big stakes, too.
Typically, you get maybe two games where it's two ranked teams playing each other. We got multiple ones. We got a lot of them this weekend, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so who would you want in that one? You know, I took Iowa -3.
Yeah, they're the home team.
They're the home team. Yeah, you're going to roll with that?
Yep. What's the next one?
The next one up is Louisiana against Texas. Now, Louisiana had that unbelievable season last year.
It's another team that Wolkin talked about in the first hour, which they're not going to get to the playoff because of the conference they play in. But that one, Texas -9, like, I would take the Raging Cajuns. I don't know about to win, but, dude, to cover? Are you kidding?
I ended up taking Texas when it was still at -8. That game's going to be at 3:30 on Fox. I think it's going to be really good. You know, it's Steve Sarkisian's first game with the with Texas Longhorns. They're coming off of the hype after the SEC news with them.
Yeah. I love watching Texas disappoint, too. It's almost
too,
like that's rooting interest that I want the underdog to
It's one
done.
Of those where, like, I took Texas, but I would be super happy if Louisiana won the game. I'm just scared that last year was kind of one of those miracle seasons where a lot of teams were down because of COVID and, like, they kind of got through. So I'm just worried about that happening. I think it's going to be a really good game, though, and I'm excited for it. And then the next one that we have up, too, is LSU versus UCLA. That's going to be
a huge
one.
UCLA looks good.
UCLA looked good, but they played Hawaii, and Hawaii's not very good. They're really bad, and, you know, they beat down on them. So I think that that's one reason. I think people are actually kind of underestimating LSU this year. I think that they're better than people are giving them credit for, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm taking LSU in this game. Like, it's only 2.5. I'm taking LSU. I think LSU is going to win this game, and I think it's going to be one of those statement types of wins because I think UCLA under Chip Kelly is a good team, but I don't think that they're going to be able to compete with the big boys at all.
Yeah, you're traveling cross country. LSU, obviously the ranked team.
Yeah, they got something to prove too, man.
Okay, I like LSU -2.5. All right, what's next? How many more we got?
We got
a Dateline to get to, bro.
Yeah, we got two more big ones. Okay. Do you want to do BYU Arizona?
I hate BYU. Well,
but the reason we're doing it, it's free money, Bennett. They're playing Arizona, which you could argue is the worst team in college football, and they're also Arizona students are going to have to go to Vegas to play this game. It's not a great thing for Arizona. It's not a good mix for them. It's only 12.5 for BYU. I'm taking it. It might be the lock of the day. Like, honestly, they're going to blow them out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but after that, the big one that everyone is excited about, of course, is Georgia-Clemson. This is the big one that everybody's excited about. You have 19 five-stars on Georgia. You got Clemson coming back after a year where they're losing Travis Etienne. They're losing Trevor Lawrence. But their new quarterback, you know, he can make some noise. He did pretty well last year in the games that he got to play. Dabo's got kind of a new team, that defensive line. They lost a couple guys to the NFL. But, you know, it might be able to stand up to the task. But, you know, I think that this is the year that Georgia finally kind of pushes through and makes that leap. And if I'm going to be completely honest, I'm super over Dabo's thing. I'm just way over it. I can see right through it. It's really annoying every time he comes out and he tries to act like he's holier than thou. I'm taking Georgia +3.
I'm with you there. We got a Dateline preview up next. Be listening.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
Cooper Systems is in the Mount Moriah office park, and by now you should know that is the place to go for all your computer needs. Whatever you're looking for, a high-end machine, a low-end machine, a middle-of-the-road machine, desktop, notebook, tablet, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple, whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. So give them a call. Lee and Lauren Cooper, 901-360-9679. You can talk to the owners or you can talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Just tell them what it is you're going to be doing on a computer. Are you a gamer? That's an expensive computer. But if you're just messing around on Facebook, YouTube, emailing, you don't need to spend $2,000 on a computer. You'd be wasting your money if you did that. So get a computer that's perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you. So you're saving money. You can spend that dough somewhere else. Cooper Systems is in the Mount Moriah office park. 360-9679 is how you get in touch with them. 901-360-9679 is Cooper Systems. On the web, coopersystems.com. Go check that website, coopersystems.com.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Any make, any model, any age, any price from $50 to $100,000. We buy any car.
Parish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Great first dates start with a confident smile and guacamole. And with the largest network of dentists in the nation, Delta Dental of Tennessee can give you a smile that leaves a memorable first impression. Learn more at deltadentaltn.com.
Life isn't always nice and tidy. With the largest network of dentists in the nation and affordable plans, Delta Dental of Tennessee can help make sure your smile is the cleanest thing you own. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
Raise the stakes with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code BETNOW100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Nationals or Mets and either team hits a home run. BetMGM is always ready to help you turn big plays into major paydays. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code BETNOW100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Nationals or Mets and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
Door Pro is hiring. Door Pro is one of the largest garage door companies in the Mid-South and is looking for garage door techs to join their team. Door Pro has been a family-owned and operated business since 1992. Applicants must have a clean appearance, valid driver's license, and be drug-free. Door Pro's position is full-time with excellent pay and benefits after 90 days. Experience is not necessary, but a plus. Call Door Pro, 901-366-7776, or go to DoorProInc.com.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It's GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. GP will be back on Tuesday after the long holiday weekend. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that Memphis is not getting in the Big 12, but screw the Big 12 and anyone who dogs the Tigers, damn all of them. We also learned that the Grizzlies are never going to stop making moves this summer. And we learned that college football is back, so let's talk about it.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Let's go with Michigan State at Northwestern. 8 p.m. kickoff on ESPN. Northwestern is a 3-point favorite at home. The Spartans weren't good last season. They went 2-5, but they did knock off number 8 Northwestern at home last season. Look, as a former White Station Spartan, I'm going to go with the Spartan Pride lock of the night and take Michigan State plus 3. It just feels right.
Big Bet Bennett.
Yeah.
Big Bet Bennett. I'm going to roll with you.
We're going to do Michigan State plus 3.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC 1-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock. Are you ready?
My body is so ready.
It might actually start at 9 o'clock. I didn't actually. It's at 8 or 9 o'clock.
I'll look. Serenade me, Bennett. Just serenade me.
It's on NBC at 8 or 9 o'clock. Okay, guys? All right. Here we go. I did a preview. Oh. Scott was an FBI agent for 23 years. His kids say he was also a hands-on dad. Made sure they got up on time, drank their milk, did their homework. After he retired, Scott kept the same by-the-clock precision he had as an agent. Got up early, worked on the house he loved so much, did the same things at the same time each day, according to his daughter, Kelly. Even after Kelly moved out, Scott would call her every morning to make sure she got up on time, and then he'd call her again to make sure she hadn't gone back to sleep every single day like clockwork. except on March 16th, 2017. That was the one day Kelly's phone didn't ring. When Kelly didn't hear from Scott, she contacted Scott's neighbors, who alerted the authorities to do a wellness check. They looked all around the home, but no sign of Scott, until they reached his shed. That's when a brutal discovery was found. Scott was dead, shot in the neck, bludgeoned to death by the firewood his lifeless body laid next to. No DNA evidence was found at the scene. So who would commit this gruesome act on a former beloved FBI agent and father of two? Was this a robbery gone wrong? Or were the answers the authorities were looking for closer than they originally expected? That's tonight on Dateline.
Oh, I got goosebumps all over my body. You nailed that one. You crushed it.
Do you want to ask me who's hosting tonight?
Who's hosting?
It's Josh Mankiewicz.
Oh, come on, man.
Josh Mankiewicz reports.
I'm never going to get Keith Morrison, ever.
Yeah, you're never going to get Keith. Keith is out tonight. Okay, so this is a unsolved mystery, which is kind of exciting, but I think we know who might have done this. So this is a this is a wild story. Okay, so in addition to being a former FBI agent, Scott Horn, he was also a landlord. So he had a reputation of carrying large sums of cash around for rent from rent payments, and he kept some of that cash in his house as well. So police like were wondering if maybe he had been killed during a botched robbery attempt, or like one of his tenants had gotten mad at him and wanted revenge or something like that. He was also in the midst of a messy divorce at the time that he was in the midst of a messy divorce at the time he was killed. According to Scott's friends, he had been in the process of splitting up from his wife, Ann Reed Allen. There had been allegations of some domestic abuse from the marriage, too. And it was clear that like things had become really bad between the two of them. But when she was questioned by police, she said that her and Scott actually were reconciling and trying to get back together. Well, police later learned that Allen was dating someone else during her supposed reconciliation with Scott, with only circumstantial evidence to go on, which included a theory that the couple, she was with another guy, that they murdered Horn for a life insurance payment and his rental properties. Her boyfriend, Jason Bird, he was arrested on June of 2017 for the murder of Scott Horn. But because there was no concrete evidence linking Bird and Allen to the crime, the charges against Bird, they were actually dropped. She spent 18 months in prison awaiting her trial. Took place November of 2018. After 3 weeks of trial, she was acquitted. So no one has ever been held responsible for this murder. But, dude,
it feels pretty obvious.
It feels pretty obvious, and here's why it feels obvious. On the day that she was acquitted, new charges were filed against her. She was charged with two felony counts of attempting to influence witnesses and one count of obstruction of justice. And it was later revealed that while she was in jail, she had a friend relay messages to her children about what they should say when they were witnesses during the trial. So, like, she did it. They can't prove it. And this
is like Godfather stuff that she's doing for prison. She's given orders from prison. Also, how many people, the life insurance thing never works. It never works.
It never works.
You're the obvious suspect. Stop doing it.
Always.
Why?
Yeah, and so, like, she did it, but they can't prove it. And, dude, like,
if you're going to kill your spouse, don't do it for life insurance. Do it for other reasons.
Apparently, she shot him in the neck, and he didn't die, and so they beat him to death with the freaking, cut-up wood that was in the logs.
Him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They casinoed him. Oh.
They casinoed him. So, yeah, that's brutal. That's tonight on Dateline.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
That felt good. Okay, you can read John Martin's story. I had him on in the open today at the Daily Memphis, and he asked multiple college administrators to diagnose why Memphis doesn't get the respect it deserves when it comes to conference realignment. You can read John over at the Daily Memphian.
What's on tap next week?
Well, GP is going to be back on Tuesday. We're going to have a long weekend's worth of college football to recap on Tuesday. Maybe we'll get some more out of this whole Big 12 story, but it's college football right now. NFL starts next week. I can't wait. So we'll have a lot of football to talk about next week when GP comes back. Make sure you are listening. Appreciate you guys listening to us today. Have a great Labor Day weekend. For Connor, I am Bennett. Y'all have a good one.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey Station.
Football is back. Baseball is headed toward the postseason. There's still enough warm weather left in the calendar to enjoy time outside, so there are lots of reasons to be by the pool or in front of a television watching sports. And if you want to spend that time the way I spend that time, you're going to want to grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parish reminding you that New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it is a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for quality vodka to enjoy. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Raise the stakes with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code BETNOW100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Nationals or Mets and either team hits a home run. BetMGM is always ready to help you turn big plays into major paydays. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code BETNOW100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Nationals or Mets and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
Howie's here from Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what is wrong with you today?
I'm tired of being overlooked, man. Every time we're going shopping, it's all about the ladies' engagement ring. Nobody